Cartuccia da Corte for Flat Film Radio in Manchester for Flame Conference. We are now with one of the keynote speakers of the conference, Professor Brian Tomlinson, which is one of the world's leading experts in teacher training and material development and design, areas where he has published several books and chapters. Can you please tell us what was the main subject of your talk, Professor Tomlinson?
Right, the main subject was developing intercultural awareness. And by that I mean being aware that norms and behaviours differ slightly from culture to culture, and not being immediately judgmental about the perceived differences. So being curious, noticing, reflecting, being open-minded. And I'm arguing this is educationally important. The development of an open mind is our main job as educationalists. Also, it helps towards the acquisition of the target language being studied. It provides the curiosity, the interest provides motivation, and gives increased exposure to the target language in use, not to practice sentences, but in use for real communication. And that's where the use of film and video comes in. If the film and video are authentic and language is actually being used for communication and not just to teach language items, then the students are benefiting in many ways, opening their mind, developing cultural awareness and acquiring language at the same time.
Brian, you did travel a lot as an English teacher. In your experience, does the video input produce the same effect in different cultures?
That's an interesting question. Basically, yes, but with some differences. For example, I once taught in Vanuatu. I was a teacher trainer in Vanuatu, which, for those of you who don't know, is a beautiful, very remote country in the South Pacific, in between Fiji and Australia. And most schools had no electricity. Most homes had no electricity. There was no television. So to watch a video was a remarkable experience. And it reminds me of a similar experience in a rural school in Zambia in Central Africa, where on Saturday nights we showed films to the students. This was a boarding school. And we once showed a ghost story, a British film about a ghost story. And many of the students simply jumped out the window and ran away. They thought it was real, because they'd had so little experience of watching films, they couldn't really differentiate between the fiction and the reality. And they do actually believe in ghosts. So you do sometimes get those unexpected cultural experiences. Particularly when just showing a film, but when talking about it, introducing it, using what I call a readiness activity, activating the mind in preparation for it and reflecting on it afterwards, you can overcome some of these cultural shocks.
Still, in your opinion, what's the best potential of video or audiovisual input in the classroom?
To me, the main thing is engagement. Both cognitive engagement, getting people to think, and affective engagement, getting them to feel. There's massive evidence that if you don't think and feel whilst learning a language, then you're not going to acquire the language. You might learn it for an exam, you're not going to acquire it. For long-term learning, you need deep processing, and this comes from thinking and especially from feeling. Without emotion, the emotion could be positive, happiness, joy, excitement, could even be negative, anger, dismay. The worst thing for language acquisition is bland neutrality, the sort of thing you typically get in course books, where everybody is happy and healthy and affluent and nobody argues, nobody dies, nobody gets ill, no one has a problem, and no one is the least bit interesting.
Last one. What's the first word coming to your mind when you think about education?
Joy.
Thank you very much. We have been talking with Professor Brian Tomlinson at Flame Conference in Manchester, and this was Cartuccia da Corte for Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.